During this episode, we are exploring profound connections between territories, religious authority, and familial lineages through several interconnected stories from Torah. We witness a pivotal moment when divine intervention necessitates Abram to depart Terah's territory. The departure comes with God's significant covenant promising Abram and his descendants rulership over a multitude of nations. The geographical significance of these events becomes clearer when Torah text reveals Terah's territory, known as Shalem, is identical to Shechem's territory. This identification proves crucial when examining the later events in Genesis 34, where Israelites encounter significant challenges while residing in Shechem's territory. The Hebrew text provides crucial linguistic connections, particularly in how the term Terah shares identical meaning with Keterket, meaning Keter Yisrael, harmful enemy toward Israelites. This linguistic relationship becomes especially significant in Genesis 14:18, where the term Leal Alyon appears in connection with Vamlaki Tezedek, Cohen, authority, over Leal Alyon. The Hebrew term Leal Alyon represent where sky touched the earth, or a place where earth touched sky similar to a volcanic peak. Genesis 31:29 illustrate the Hebrew term Leal means oppressor, unbounded, without any value benchmark. Then Leal Alyon is associated with Terah's territory practices similar to Sodomites. The Hebrew term Yash Leal means God destroy Leal. Then Leal is the territory associated with Joseph-type DNA, Dan-type DNA. According to Torah, Joseph DNA is similar to Asher with specific 2X chromosomes. Then Dan is identical Naphtali with specific 2X chromosomes. Then Leal oppressor behaviors due hormonal imbalance. Dan resides in dry land, Cush territory, then Naphtali resided in lowland beside water. The Hebrew names Dan Naphtali means male with excessive estrogen, long hair, gynecomastia, accumulated fat tissue due specific 2X chromosome, sodomite disorder. Torah illustrate Leal is sodomite type oppressor DNA spread globally yet concentrated in high Amori territory, east Damascus to southwest China border. According to Torah geographical reference, Leal Alyon is the highest volcanic peak at Cush territory, Damavand region in north Iran. The Hebrew term Leal Alyon also represents Abram, then Vamleki Tezedek, was an authority over Leal Alyon that constrained every aspect associate Abram life. This means Abram and Sarai were born at Leal Alyon, Damavand region in north Iran, but were foster children of Terah. Torah illustrate Vamleki Tezedek as anti-Torah Shechem Y-type, DNA identical Ramses, then Terah was anti-Torah. Moreover, a significant military campaign unfolds when Abram attacked Dan's territory. During this conquer, a crucial meeting occurred between Vamleki Tezedek, Cohen of Leal Alyon, and Abram. This encounter results in a momentous transfer of power due to Vamleki Tezedek, surrendered Terah's territory besides agreed taxation system, pay 1/10 from all resources in form of a tribute benefit Abram. This taxation system becomes a precedent for future religious and political arrangements. Moses' establishment of the 1/10 law also come from this narrative structure. This legislative act requires Levites, who represent aspect Abram, receive 1/10 of resources from every tribe resembling Vamleki Tezedek, while simultaneously at the higher hierarchical structure, Levites resembling Vamleki Tezedek still must dedicate 1/10 benefit Moses, Zerah descendant resembling Abram. These linguistic parallels help establish the interconnected nature of authority and territory in the biblical narrative. The story of Sarai correlating with the story of Dinah emerges as a central theme, emphasizes Abram and Sarai were married upon Hay-Amori oppression that obliged Abram to depart Terah's territory. Similarly, Israelites had to depart Shechem's territory upon situation associated Dinah's pregnancy with Shechem. Thus, both situations directly lead to territorial departures, highlighting the interconnected nature of Hay-Amori male oppressor at Shechem's territory. The narrative takes a significant turn with the introduction of Judah and Tamar's story, creating additional parallels and connections to earlier correlations. Tamar's story mirrors Abram's experiences in several crucial ways, particularly regarding situation associated with Shechem's territory due to the high Amori population. Tamar's story flows following Onan's death, Judah's direction to Tamar to go to Beth Abik, which confirmed Judah resided in Shechem's territory, constrained with Ha-Amori, which imposed constraints on Tamar, and since Rosh Tisedek Sol identical to Tisedek Sol, thus Tamar symbolically represents Abram during this context. The dramatic accusation against Tamar for harlotry while serving as a devotee at Kadosh Kadoshim create a powerful correlation besides Abram's story. During Tamar's story, Judah's immediate response, ordering the pregnant with adultery must be burned, mirrors the earlier account of Abram being thrown into fire by Ha-Amori due to Abram destroyed idols at Shechem's territory. In both cases, divine intervention transforms potential destruction into security, as exemplified by the fire becoming a flower garden in Abram's case. These parallel narratives demonstrate a recurring pattern of constraint and triumph throughout biblical history. Jacob, Abram, Judah, and Tamar face similar challenges with the Ha-Amori, resulting in their forced departure from Shechem's territory. However, these exiles are not permanent. The narrative points eventual return until dominate Shechem's territory, fulfilling the divine promise when Abram faced God. The intricate relationship between spiritual authority constrained with territorial ignorance becomes evident through the careful analysis of the Hebrew terms and parallel narratives. Torah illustrates a complex web of relationships between territories, religious practices, and familial lineages, with each story building upon and reinforcing themes established in earlier accounts. The original story of Abram's departure from and eventual dominion over Terah's territory serves as a template for subsequent generations, illustrating how periods of challenge and displacement often precede the fulfillment of divine promises. The establishment of religious and political authority through various covenants and laws illustrate Torah desire, create legitimate power structures and inheritance. The 1/10 taxation system, initially established in the encounter between Vam Leketzadik and Abram, evolves into a more complex system under Moses' leadership until sustained Zerah domination. The stories of Sarai, Dinah, and Tamar demonstrate how women's situations often catalyze significant territorial and political changes. Their stories are not merely personal accounts, but are integrally connected to larger patterns of exile, return, and the establishment of authority. Religion doctrine assumed Vam Leketzadik as if blessed Abram with bread and wine. Due mistranslation from Torah Hebrew text, then upon assumed Vam Leketzadik Shekab Y DNA to be superior to Abram's DNA, then religion doctrine forged Nazi doctrine with anti-Israelite subjective. Then Christianity was divided into two doctrines. Those worshipped crucified Allah slave on cross confirmed by Shroud of Turin, then pursued Dan objective till to replace toward Israelites, and who value Jesus represent. Judah son, a prominent rabbi associate Second Temple till Saul opposed toward Knesset. Torah illustrate Moshe tasked Aaron when Moshe sojourned 40 days above Mount Sinai, then upon Aaron could not lead Israelites, then forged molten calf betrayed toward Moshe. Thus, understand Moshe tasked Aaron due to Aaron could speak Shekeb Y-type DNA language, but when Elisheba born Moshe's son Eliezer, gradually Aaron's role faded away, until Moshe appoint Eliezer replaced Aaron. This means Zerah kingship tasked Shechab Y-type DNA managed Shechab Y-type DNA. Similarly, Vam Leketzadik surrendered Shechem's territory when face Abram, besides agreed to dedicate 1/10 from all resources in form of a tribute benefit Abram. However, upon any chance, Shechab Y-type DNA forged united opposition, till to replace toward Zerah truth. Thus, understand each Shechab Y-type DNA is Cain semi-animal harmful toward human existence. Careful Torah analysis illustrate how modern-day political conflicts could have been avoided if religion doctrine would not oblige ignorance, and how Torah truth sustain world peace. Torah illustrate a complex view of territory, authority, and divine promise, where temporary setbacks and challenges serve as precursors to eventual triumph and fulfillment. Through careful attention to recurring patterns and interconnected narratives, we see how Torah illustrate a coherent, picture-associate divine providence. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Until next episode, keep questioning everything you think you know.